Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Sometimes it's good to end exactly where you started, if you can't make any improvements. David thinks so in Psalm 8. He begins and finishes with these words, quote, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Verses 1 and 9. The Hebrew words he uses are these, O Yahweh, that's Jehovah, our Adon, or we might say, O covenant-keeping Lord, our Master. Jehovah is his name. Lord is his title. He's the one who excels all others, for he is the creator and sustainer of all. But David is just beginning because earth is only his, quote, footstool, Isaiah 66, verse 1. Yes, Lord, you, quote, have set your glory above the heavens as well, Psalm 8, verse 1. But suddenly the scene changes, and you can hardly believe it. This excellent, supreme Lord has, quote, enemies? What mighty power at his disposal will he use to neutralize them? Babies, that's right. Quote, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength, in order to, quote, silence the enemy and the avenger, verse 2. How often have the lisping words of a child led a hard-hearted relative to Christ when the most eloquent preacher could not? And spiritual babes, too, are often more effective in the time of their newfound zeal. This idea of using the weak to do God's bidding leads us to contrast the vastness of space with little man, whom God called to be his viceroy over creation, verses 3 to 8. The two words used for man are humbling in themselves. What is man? There the Hebrew is Enosh, meaning frail mortal man, and the son of man. Here the word is Ben Adam, the son of the dust. Verse 4. Adam discarded that honor. Ah, but there is another man, quote, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Hebrews 2:9. He is putting everything back in order and will soon accomplish it perfectly. How excellent is his name!
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.